Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. And yes, we have Celeste Hackett back with us. Say hello, Celeste.
Hi, everybody. I really missed you. I'm glad to be back.
All right. Well, we'll get into what you've been doing and finding out, you know, gosh, what you've been up to. And then I got some very special questions to ask you that I think everybody's going to be interested in.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm still working on licensing for my school, and I'm getting ever so close, and I've put a date out to the universe. It's February the 22nd, and I'm crossing my fingers for that. And I just completed an article called All in a Day's Work about a client named Bob that I had who wanted to lose weight. Very interesting story. Kind of the article kind of took a storytelling, I guess, mode. And I'm working on putting a script book together for weight loss to actually sell to people who want weight loss scripts. And let's see, I had a hypnotist friend from somewhere in the Northeast, a Yankee, come down to Texas, and me and Christopher taught him how to record and edit audio. That was really fun. And my husband and I are working on a video for my website. I'm finally going to have a video something. I don't know what I'm going to put on there on my website, because I think it's nice if you can see the hypnotist move and talk, and hopefully they'll like me when they see that. Maybe that's not a good idea. What do you think, Cal?
Wow, you're just like full of stuff. It's like you've been holding it back for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I've been really busy, and on top of that, clients, you know, so pretty busy over here in Plano, Texas, but it's fun. Like it.
Cool. Hey, to our audience, by the way, if thank you very much for your feedback. It's been really helpful. We're constantly improving the program and trying to get your questions answered. And by the way, if you're not watching this video program on calbanyan.com, be sure to check it out, because right down there underneath this video is links that we talk about and resources we talk about during the video. All right, let's see. Before we get started, I want to talk about just something. Is that okay with you, Celeste?
Yeah, that's fine. I think that'd be wonderful. Anything, something.
All right, good. Just because I don't want to forget about it, I promised myself I'd talk about it. Hey, everybody, if you haven't been there yet, go over to hypnosis.org and check out our excellent hypnosis website, which is presented by hypnosis.org. And what it's done is it is a program to help add credibility to good quality hypnosis websites on the web. And if you apply for this little program here, what happens is I will personally go to your website, and I just make sure that it looks like it's on the up and up, and that your credentials look legitimate. You know, it's not, you know, a really fine tooth thing, but I just want to make sure it looks like a legitimate website, a quality website, professional website. And if it is, then what we do is we enable you to use this graphic on your website. I think you've got that on your website, don't you, Celeste?
Yeah, I have it. I was going to put it on every page. Haven't gotten around to that yet, but I also would recommend that. It's a great idea. And I'm hoping that it's added credibility to my website, since the third party is judging my website. And it's not just me saying, I'm so wonderful. And how many Hypnosis Excellence Awards have you given out now? Because there's a lot of people. I'm seeing them out there, starting to really show up on some of the different websites I've been visiting.
I am not exactly sure. I haven't counted them. We've got a spreadsheet that's got all that stuff on it. But I would probably, just a guess, somewhere between 60 and 80 websites that I've personally gone to and said, yep, that's a good enough website to get our little stamp of approval. So that's the one little thing I wanted to get in. Again, you guys, if you want to be considered for that program, just go to www.hypnosis.org. That's org. And when you do that, you'll see it'll have all the information you need to know to decide if you want to be part of the program. Good. All right. What I'd like to do now is, I know that Celeste, she's been away for such a long time, and you guys have all missed her. And so I'm going to kind of showcase her today. And what I'd like to know is, Celeste, now you've done, you know, literally hundreds of sessions now since you graduated. What would you say are some of the top things that you learned from you know, that those lessons, that those sessions have taught you, you know, from actually going out there and seeing clients?
Yeah. As I've told you before, you know, I used to do a lot of, or I did for a little while, direct suggestion hypnosis. And I guess, you know, moving into Five Path was very, very different. I stopped doing the lengthy inductions. I learned how to do instant inductions. That was huge, just learning how to do the instant inductions. And I was so scared that when I did an instant induction that people would be mad at me because I scared them. So that was one of the first things that I learned, you know, that people aren't going to bite. In fact, when you kind of give them that little surprise, just like if anything surprising happens to anyone in life, all of a sudden they're really watching to see what happens next. Guess what hypnosis is? You know, it's a heightened state of suggestibility brought on by really being focused. And that's what happens when you kind of surprise them a little bit. So I learned that doing instant inductions right off the bat was really cool. That's one of the things I learned. Should I go on or do you want to ask more questions?
I'm really curious. It's like, so you go to the class in, you know, the Cal Banyan super course, and you get all this information, and it's kind of high tech hypnosis, and it changes the way you think. And then you go out there and you start using it, and I tell people at the end of the class, I says, now your teachers are going to be your clients. And I'm wondering, gosh, you know, as you look back over all those clients, what kind of things come to mind that you'd like to pass along?
Well, one of the things that I learned, you know, also just popped into my head just now is I remember learning that they don't care about me. You know, they're not really looking at a lot of things that I was worried about because they are in pain and they are so concerned about their own problem, and their big thing on their mind is, can you help me? So even though I worked out of my apartment, it was important to me, and I do think it's important that it's clean and it's orderly and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times, to be frank, you know, I was concerned that they wouldn't even come to my apartment. I thought, they're not going to come here. It's three flights up by the dumpster. But let me tell you something. When somebody's in enough pain, they'll go anywhere, just about. As long as it's reasonably professional. And of course, I made a good decision right from the very start that the first time they came in contact with me would look extremely professional, and that was with my website. So that already I built the expectation of a certain semblance of professionalism that would be there, would be upheld. So that by the time they got, you know, that view of me, and then they talked to me on the phone and I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. And when you've learned Five Path, you sound a lot different from the other hypnotists in town on the phone because you understand what's going on at a deeper level with people. You start talking to them about their emotions and they get it. And then, so when they come in the door, once they've had the phone call and the website and you're, you know, smiling and you don't look like you're going to bite them, you know, I learned that really, you can make a lot of mistakes if you just do a few key things right.
Okay, good. Well, that's perfect. What are the key things you found that you really need to do right to make your sessions go well, even if you make some minor mistakes?
First off, you know, you have to present yourself in a professional way. You have to put people at ease by just being friendly and nice, and make sure the atmosphere where they walk in is professional enough. And I think it's, you know, it's a little thing when you really think about it, but when you give somebody an intake form, they're automatically associating that with other times when they've filled out intake forms, like at a doctor's office or something like that. So that feels good to them. They feel like this is something that's really important and is going to help them or possibly help them as they fill out the intake form. Of course, my clients all watch The Secret Language of Feelings on video and The Truth About Hypnosis. And Cal, you do such a wonderful job there setting up expectation for the client that, you know, that's a wonderful thing, an important thing. Somehow you've got to set up expectation by sounding like you know what you're talking about when it comes to hypnosis. And, you know, it's a lot easier to actually have a video of that than trying to do it by yourself right at first. So I fell back on that video at first, and I still use it because people like it and it just gets them ready to move forward. So that's some of the key things for getting them up to the point of the session anyway.
Beautiful. Hey, okay, if you could give one last piece of advice, you know, you do such a wonderful job in your column on the Banyan e-zine on the BanyanHypnosisMall.com of really about getting started, even like on a budget. And I think one of the most tremendous things that we need to do for the profession is help people go from classroom into practice. Give them one more piece of advice that really can help them make that transition.
You've got to take everything that you learned and sit on it for a few days. You know, don't rush into it. Just let it all soak in for a little while. And then sit back after that time has passed and go through the manual again and write out an outline of each phase. And remember that the second phase doesn't come before the first phase, and the third phase doesn't come before the first phase. First of all you need to do is get that first phase right. Take baby steps. You know, you don't have to know everything all at once.
That's so important. And you can go ahead and get out of class, take a few days, go through the material, start making appointments, start seeing clients for that first phase, if you're a five-pather, which is preparation, testing, and convincing, which is basically preparing the client for hypnosis, hypnotizing them, testing them for the proper level of hypnosis, convincing them that they're in hypnosis, and then doing the direct suggestion work to get things started. And then you merge that and do the post-hypnosis interview and set up the next appointment or confirm the next appointment. And then you've got a whole week to bone up on that age regression work, right?
That's exactly right. And the thing is you know, you just want to start the process of getting a client into your office. As soon as you get a client in there, if you've done the preparation just for phase one is pretty easy to learn. And if you do a few things not quite right, you don't have to worry because there's so many little things built in there. I mean, if you make a few mistakes even, they're still going to be hypnotized. Cal, you've done such a great job of just all the various elements in phase one. You know, I've made mistakes in phase one. I still make mistakes in phase one sometimes. I forget to look at the time and say, oh, it's 10:20. This session won't take very long today. You know, and then because of eye lock or because of red, 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 or just because of doing an instant induction, you know, all of a sudden they come back and they're just ready to go and they've had a good session and they're moving forward. But if you just say, okay, I'm not ready to do five path, but I'm going to do phase one. And you get them in there and you do phase one. Well, guess what? All of a sudden you're doing it and you got a whole week to, like Cal said, to bone up for age regression. And what happens is when you start getting clients, the pressure is there for you to learn. You have to sink or swim. So start seeing clients. They'll, you know, automatically, because you want your clients to do well, this works better than anything. You're automatically going to go into phase two and do the best you can. You will make some mistakes. That's fine. You always get a second chance. Just like in everything in life, it ain't three strikes and you're out. It ain't baseball. You just keep trying. You just keep doing it. Pretty soon you get better and better.
That's right. And like I always say, it's not brain surgery. You know, in brain surgery, every cut has to be right. Every stitch has to hold. But if you've done the things, Celeste, that you're talking about, and that's, you know, to give them an impression that you are a good person and that you care about them and that you're professional, and then you give them some results, like you test for eye lock and you show them that they're doing well, and then you give them suggestions. Any results they get at all for them is going to be reason to come back and finish the process with you, right?
That is exactly right. I can't tell you how many people get out of the chair and they're just so excited, even if I think maybe I know I didn't do as good a job as I'm capable of, either because I was tired or I just missed something and I might be kicking myself. But to them, they're excited and they're ready to, they can't wait to go see what happens between sessions. It's really the coolest thing in the world to be a hypnotist. It's the best job in the world. And to be a five-path hypnotist, it's just awesome because you're not, you, I never got better results than I'm getting now. And to see people change, and they change beyond my belief sometimes. I had a lady that was in here just last night, and she was habitually sad, but she also wanted to sleep better, and she wanted to make more friends. She was from another country, and she had this long list of things on her benefits that had nothing to do really with not, you know, with being a little happier. And so I said, well, we'll see. She got every single thing on her list. It blew us both away.
Is that cool or what?
That's the coolest thing in the world. That, Cal, you know that's why we do it. You know, we struggle sometimes with different elements of, you know, five path or hypnosis, and, you know, we talk about all these things. We go around and talk about how to make a business, blah, 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 blah. It's about the client and seeing people change and making people happy. That's all we want to do, is make people happy. That's what a real hypnotist at their core is, somebody who cares about people and wants to help them change their lives.
Gosh, so I'm getting all excited. Where do I sign up? I mean, I love this kind of enthusiasm.
Well, it's just, it comes from my heart, but, you know, I'm not the only one. All the hypnotists that I know, we like to talk about building our business and all that stuff. It's all important, but really the thing that gets us right here is seeing the client make that shift. That is such an awesome feeling. They walk in all drab one day. At the end of sometimes the very first session, you see that light in their eyes. You see that they're excited, and you just, you know, touchdown, cha-ching. You know, it just feels so great.
Hey, you know what? I've decided that this is part one. Everybody, I'm going to be leaving for Singapore in a few days, and so I'm not going to be here next week. So Celeste and I are going to record a couple of these podcasts to be produced and published at a later date. So we're going to go ahead and do a few of these at a time here today and then publish them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this episode into two episodes. This will be part one. We're going to hear more about Celeste and what she's learned from her first few hundred sessions, and I'm going to give her an advance notice. This is one of the things I want to hear next episode from you, Celeste. I want you to tell us how doing this work has changed you and changed your life. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. Okay, let's segue in to the next part of the program. Do you have a dumb hypnotist trick for me?
Yes, sir. Just a moment. I have to get my little piece of paper where I made some notes.
I sent her a list and she gets to pick.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these, and I want you to talk about calling hypnosis something else.
Ah, that's one of my favorite dumb hypnotist tricks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and I can make this pretty quick. You know, how are we going to build a profession? How are we going to get any respect as hypnotists if we don't call what we do hypnotism? Celeste, give me some ideas of what people might call hypnosis besides hypnotism.
Mind relaxation for change.
Oh my gosh, I've never even heard that one. That's pretty good. Anything else?
Gosh.
How about guided visualization?
Oh yes, and what's the one about imagery?
Guided imagery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, let me straighten some stuff out here. There's nothing wrong with calling guided imagery. And there's nothing wrong with calling guided meditation, and all that stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be able to build a profession if, when we're doing hypnosis, we don't call it hypnosis. Doesn't that make sense to you, Celeste?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hypnosis is hypnosis. It's not anything else. Let's just get right down to it and say what it is.
That's right. Be fearless. Get out there. Have a little, I don't even know what this means. Some panache. That just sounded like the right thing to say.
But gumption.
That's right. Be proud of what you do. Now, having said that, I think that hypnotists and, you know, consulting hypnotists or hypnosis practitioners should begin to educate the public about what hypnosis is, rather than taking the easy way out and saying, we're going to do some guided visualization, when really your intent is to do hypnosis. And we're never going to get the respect of other professions if we are lying to people all the time. I mean, I just did a big controversial article on my blog, calbanion.com, about someone in using graft and payment and fibbing to try to promote a book so he could get it to number one at Amazon.com. There's only one reason why he wants it to get to number one at Amazon.com, besides selling some books, is that forever he can say, this was number one on Amazon.com, when really it was artificially boosted up there by him going to his mailing list and saying, gosh, if you buy my book on such and such a date, then we'll be able to artificially bring it up. And then I'll give you a bunch of extras if you do that. Just send me the receipt and I'll send you some tapes and CDs and things like that. That's misleading. And you know what? In the long run, that's going to hurt you. That's going to hurt your students. That's going to hurt your clients. And it's going to hurt the profession. So, gosh, be honest. And when you're a hypnotist, hypnosis professionals need to start calling hypnosis hypnosis. Can you tell I'm passionate about this?
Yeah, you know, people do that kind of stuff because they don't believe in the product. They either that person didn't believe in the product of their book, and when hypnotists do it, they don't really believe in hypnosis being worth its while. Because once somebody understands or experiences hypnosis and they see what it is, a client or anyone, or if they know how to talk intelligently about hypnosis, then people are going to want to be hypnotized. I mean, there are a few things you have to overcome, that's for sure, no doubt. And in some areas of the country, it might be a little bit more tough. But, you know, believe in your product, and you'll draw more and more people to you who are open-minded about it.
Exactly. Now, having said all that stuff, one last thing I want to say on this topic, and that is there may be situations where the only way you could possibly help someone or to work in an environment is to call it something else. And I think that that should be done as little as possible. It should not be your plan A. You might have to do it as plan B. Like in a corporate environment, maybe they shun the idea of hypnosis, but guided imagery is real popular or something. But really, try to do that as little as possible. Make sure you're doing it because there's absolutely no other way that you could do the work and help the person. How does that sound, Celeste?
That's probably true. I mean, that is true, definitely. I mean, a lot of corporations, they probably wouldn't be able to tell their staff, okay, everybody's going to be hypnotized at lunch so you can do a better job. You know, for some people, it truly is against their religion, or they think it is, or they've been told that it's dangerous. So, you know, I guess the employer might run into some problems that way.
Cool. All right. I've got one fabulous announcement to make. I want all of our listeners and our viewers to... There's a very special video on the internet of Celeste put together by John. And it's so doggone cute. But in order to see it, you've got to go to a special link. And I'm looking for that right now. And do you know what that link is, Celeste?
Hold on. I'm putting on my sunglasses because I feel very cool right now. I just think this is going to be the best video. I've seen it. It's pretty funny. And I'm a little embarrassed. Anyway, let's see. Where is it? Our hypnospace.com. That's what you mean, right?
Yes. And then go directly to it by going to J Paul, J like the letter J, jpaul.ourhypnospace.com, because it was put together by our tech guy, our tech wizard, our you know, the master of all IT artistry here, John Paul, and he put together from kind of like some outtakes from while you're listening to me talk, and it's just very cute and it's very musical. And so everyone go there, and if you didn't catch what I said it was, just look down there, go to calbanion.com, and I'll have a link there for you. Okay, Celeste, why don't you wrap up this one? We're done already.
I can't believe it. It's so good to be back with you, Cal. It's been so much fun, and I just missed everybody. So hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and I guess that wraps this one up. I'm Celeste Hackett. I'm coming from Plano, Texas, and we'll see you very soon.
All right, and this is Cal Banion with calbanion.com. HypnosisCenter.com and TheSecretLanguageOfFeelings.com. This is Cal Banion, signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.